I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Prayer Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Inyo County EMCC works to resolve rural ambulance crisis. Inyo County Emergency Medical Care Committee conducted its monthly meeting in person on Monday, February 3rd, 2025. Inyo County Emergency Medical Care Committee discussed the Olancho-Cartago Fire Department emergency services and had a presentation about countywide emergency services. The committee has been working for several months to prepare a presentation for the Board of Supervisors with recommendations for immediate and long-term needs. This presentation is happening today, February 11th, at the board meeting in Independence. Before the meeting, Liberty Ambulance Ridgecrest announced they would be suspending services to Olancho-Cartago Fire Department effective March 1st. No one. Liberty Ambulance cited dry runs. Dry runs are trips where EMS are called, respond, but assist no one, so they are not allowed to bill. Liberty Ambulance is not an Inyo County provider. However, Liberty Ambulance has provided services since July and was eligible to bill since December. Based upon historical information from Inyo County, another up to 15,000 to 30,000 to be used by Inyo County-based fire departments to reimburse for emergency medical runs. Inyo County specifically intended for Olancho-Cartago Fire Department to use its portion of these funds to reimburse Liberty Ambulance for all runs. Inyo County expected Olancho-Cartago Fire Department to create an appropriate contract. However, Olancho-Cartago Fire Department did not put a contract in place. The system is very fragile right now, countywide. There are several issues we need to work out, including boundaries of districts, medical dispatching, enhanced recruitment of volunteers, advanced life support where needed, and administrative support to providing districts, to name a few things. We need to find solutions that will not topple the entire system countywide, said District 4 Supervisor Jen Rozier. There's not enough money in the system statewide, which is why jurisdictions, especially rural areas, are seeing the same issues we are facing. While funding is the largest concern, there's more needed than just money. Currently, we are using taxpayer dollars from the county's general fund, which is necessary now but not viable long term. We need to recruit and retain volunteers with worthwhile stipends, ensure training and ongoing education are not overwhelming burden on the volunteers, and ensure things like radio communications and equipment are in reach financially of the fire districts who provide EMS service. Mayor Nate Greenberg, Inyo County Administrative Officer, attended the meeting until he had to leave for another meeting. Inyo County requested an emergency meeting with Olancho-Cartago Fire Department, including County Supervisors Will Waddleton and Jen Rozier. Inyo County Emergency Medical Care Committee is a Brown Act committee. Inyo County Emergency Medical Care Committee meetings are not available via Zoom. To provide more access to remote districts such as SIFPD, recordings will be available on the county website soon. Thank you, Jimmy T, for bringing us this news. Well, from the police department, from Chief Nate Durr, at approximately 7:28 p.m. on February 8, 2025, officers from the Bishop Police Department, along with the Bishop Fire Department and Sierra Lifelight, responded to the scene of a vehicle versus motorcycle collision at the intersection of North Main Street and Y Road. Upon arrival, first responders located the driver of a motorcycle, a 63-year-old male from Bishop, unconscious in the roadway. He was immediately transported by Sierra Lifelight to Northern Annual Hospital for initial treatment. Due to the severity of his injuries, he was later flown to Renown Medical Center in Reno, Nevada, where he ultimately succumbed to his injuries. The driver of the passenger vehicle, a 67-year-old male from Los Angeles, was unharmed in the incident. The Bishop Police Department is continuing to investigate into the cause of the collision. It is important to note that the investigation into fatal crashes require time to ensure accuracy, and public speculation or scrutiny of the involved parties may detract from the ongoing investigative process. Further information regarding the collision will be released once the investigation is complete. The Bishop Police Department extends its condolences to the family and loved ones of the deceased during this difficult time. Anyone with information related to the investigation is encouraged to contact the Bishop Police Department at 760-873-5866 or via email at bishoppd@bishoppd.org. I'm Jason Brown bringing you the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, we are your local resource for news, sports, culture, and the people who shape it. Thank you for listening.